Heartless Bastards, the band led by Erica Winterstrom, originally from Ohio but now based in Austin, Texas, join us today. They got their start recording in 2005 after the Black Keys' Patrick Kearney referred them to the Fat Possum record label. Their new album, Arrow, is their fourth overall and is getting some great reviews for the songwriting and for the sound. It's been augmented by the addition of a fourth member. It's Mark Nathan on guitar. He's here today. And we start with his performance of Parted Ways. I love my job.
Heartless Bastards are playing live for us today, and that is Parted Ways, which is from the new album Arrow. And the lyrics in that song are so Texas. I mean, wide open spaces and all that. And that seems, the last album came after you after a breakup, I know. Mm-hmm. And this seems like the post all that that album. That song pretty much says a lot of that, I guess.
Yeah. I think it was sort of me getting back to myself. That song I wrote out in Marfa, Texas, out by the Davis Mountains. I have a friend that has a ranch out there with a bunkhouse. And
you got to hang out there for a while?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very beautiful out there.
The other major thing is being a four-piece now and how much space that leaves. For instance, you can play rhythm acoustic guitar, and there's a lot of acoustic guitars on this record, I was noticing.
Yeah, 7 out of 10 songs.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Was that a conscious thing?
Sort of, and also not. I think a lot of some of my biggest influences on this album incorporate acoustic into rock songs, like T-Rex and
They get all the rhythm things. They're way up high in the mix. Mm-hmm.
It adds this really kind of percussive element. And actually, that last song we just played, Parted Ways, was inspired by Thin Lizzy's cover of Whiskey in the Jar, the old Irish tune. And I think that has acoustic as well. And I always think of like Street Fighting Man, like the Stones. Sometimes acoustic can be pretty rocking. So
particularly as a rhythm instrument too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Definitely in that way. All right. Well, you could pick anything from this to play for me. What do you want to do next?
This song's called Gotta Have Rock and Roll. We'll be right back.
Heartless Bastards are live on the Cafe, and that has got to have rock and roll. And T-Rex, that would be a little more T-Rexy, right?
Definitely inspired by T-Rex.
Yeah. You don't mind comparisons like that, do you? I mean, some people go, well, you know, whatever.
I mean, in a sense, that song is sort of an homage to them. And
right.
Yeah, they're a huge influence on me.
And one of the things I'm noticing a lot of critics are doing about this album is they're bringing up the Black Keys. And it's strange because I've always loved this band, but I've never saw them as an equivalent to the Black Keys in any way. Is that, do you think, goes back to the Ohio and Dayton and all that?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think with us both being from Ohio bands, and we also had gotten our start by being on Fat Possum, which Patrick Carney recommended us to. So I think, and there's definitely some blues influence in my music and theirs as well. But I definitely think that we both have our own sounds. And
yeah, definitely.
And yeah.
How did you, you made a switch to Partisan Records this time around. Is it significant at all? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to, I thought it would try something new. I feel really good about Partisan, and
they're a great group of people to work with, and they're excited about getting their label together and up off the ground, and everyone's really enthusiastic. It just feels like a good.
Well, they've done real well for Deer Tick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another
band
that they've really helped out.
Yep.
So. Our guests are Heartless Bastards. We're playing live in the studio today. And, who's singing on this one?
This is Heidi Johnson joining us on some harmonies.
Cool. What are you going to do?
We're going to do a Simple Feeling.
Into a way you'll never feel the one you know.
Simple Feeling, Heartless Bastards live. Got a shout out to Mark Nathan on guitar and Dave Colvin, who doesn't have two kick drums, but very well could have used it.
He's got like four legs, six or seven arms.
Could have used it on that one. Sounds great. All right. What do you want to finish up with?
This is a song called Skin and Bone.
Version of Skin and Bone, finishing up our session today. Heartless Bastards, our guest, Erica. Thank you guys so much. It sounds great.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.